It's the Brett Maga Show, and this is the best way to kick off a week. Is sometimes on Mondays, you're like, I'm never going to get through it. Oh, my God. How about defying the odds in the most insane way possible? A woman was born without a brain. She is now 20 years old.
Wow.
Tell you what happened and how next on the Brett Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
This is one of the craziest good news stories ever. A woman was born without a brain. She is now 20 years old.
Oh my gosh.
This isn't like a story about like a brain transplant. You can't do that. This woman was born without a brain, had a rare disorder. This is pretty rare that people are born without a brain. You probably can't live or function. Maybe a year she would make it, maybe two.
Right.
She's 20 years old. They say she can't see or hear, but she can feel the presence and emotions and connect with people still.
Oh, my God.
Even, and she's 20 years old, still doesn't have a brain. And her 14-year-old brother says he believes that she can sense when he's around. Aww. He said he credits all of faith that they were just supposed to be together and be connected as one. And it's all just this connection of feeling and emotion that is literally the description of love, like an invisible connection.
Absolutely. That's incredible.
Crazy, defying the odds story to kick off your Monday on The Brett Maga Show.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Would you rather be able to forget your worst memory? Think about it. Like, oh, for a second, sorry. That memory just popped in your head. And then, or remember your best memory even better. More vivid details, be able to call upon it, just be able to almost like relive it almost. Which one would you rather have?
I mean, I have some quite horrific, like nightmare standing bad memories, but I would still rather choose to remember more of my best memory because a lot of those bad memories that I had taught me huge lessons in life. So I wouldn't have had those lessons if I didn't have the bad memories.
I couldn't say it better than Hannah. I totally agree. I would give me that good memory to just always, you know, fall back on because there's always going to be, sadly, another bad memory. And maybe it's not as bad as your worst memory ever, but like your best memory, man, that's like cocaine.
Yeah, those are rare.
Yeah. I can't forget my best memories. I have to save those.
You just get to remember it better. For me, that's why. Like, my best memories, I don't need any more details. I remember them so vividly.
You think
so
you
much
do.
Description.
And there's probably so many like cute things about it, though, that you don't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
That was why I'm going the devil's advocate way of going, I'd rather just forget my worst memory. It pops up when you least expect it. The worst memory comes in waves. You're like, ah, dang it. And so I'd rather just never have to worry about it again. And my best memory, I don't think I can remember it any better. Like, I just feel like I have it all so well, like, pictured.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's see what's trending. Here on the Brett Maga Show, we respect your time. Not like your bosses and other people in your life. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock and you'll be like you scrolled through the internet and you had all the time in the world today. Know everything that people are talking about. I'll read a headline and Hannah will tell me either keep it moving or tell me more. And very simple way for anyone to see more attractive.
How?
Be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Swear to
Kindness?
God. Research found that people seem more attractive the more decent and honest and nicer you are. Nice people, we're like, you know what? They're good looking because they're so nice. Just treat people with kindness and you'll be a hottie.
It helps.
There you go. Being a diehard football fan is a good thing.
Keep moving.
Oh, dang. The beloved Easy Bake Oven is back.
Yeah,
Easy Bake Oven is making a return. Apparently, they tried to roll it back out. I think I remember seeing this. Like, Easy Bake Oven's back. And it got recalled. Like, that light bulb that heats it up wasn't, like, safe. But they figured it out. And now, just in time for Christmas and the holidays, you can make your kids feel the love that you had with an Easy Bake Oven.
I just feel like this is sketchy because I don't think the little items that we made back in the day are going to be as good as they used to be.
Nothing could taste as good as the Easy Bake Oven.
No. Right.
I don't even know if that was, like, real food that we were eating.
Why I thought there was a recall.
Well, light bulb
those
just...
brownies are not brownies.
Thanksgiving will cost the average American how much money?
How much?
$1,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, per family?
No, $1,000. They're saying you're usually most traveled holiday, $290 on travel. And then if you have kids, it's even more if you have to fly or besides that. $175 on food, $100 on drinks, decor, and just random stuff when you're out. And about for those 4 days, it's about $1,000 average person spends on Thanksgiving. Why high income moms still do all the mental load? Actually,
keep it moving.
We know.
Brett better
it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Winnie, are you ready to play Hannah's Homeschool?
I'm ready.
Hannah, are you ready to play against Whitney?
Oh, I'm very ready.
She says she's very ready. How do you feel about that, Whitney?
Well, we've done this once before.
And who won?
I did.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, dang.
Hey, now I'm a little scared.
All right, get on out, Hannah. Whitney knows what to do. She knows how to get all the questions, right? Hannah leaves the room. I ask Whitney 5 pop culture questions. I ask Hannah 5 pop culture questions. Same questions, so Hannah can't hear. We kick her out of the room. And Whitney, you got this. Ready?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, yes.
Skims is now a $5 billion, with a B, billion-dollar company. Who started the Skims brand?
Kim Kardashian.
Boom. Speaking of billionaires, Billie Eilish went off on the richest man in the world as he approaches being a trillionaire. Who is the richest man in the world?
Elon Musk.
That's correct. Let's stay in our money lane. Which piece of currency is no longer being made?
Ooh. I don't know. De Niro.
Okay. De Niro.
No, they actually stopped making the penny. They made the last penny.
Oh, it's U.S. Okay.
All right. Chadwick Boseman is receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He is famous for playing what character? What superhero?
You haven't phoned a friend yet.
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah. Do you want AB or do you want Kevin? One of them, big superhero person.
I think Kevin right now.
I do know.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
It's Black Panther.
All right. That is correct.
Awesome.
Just so you know, Whitney, we have a second Black Panther question.
Oh, geez.
What is the fictional homeland of Black Panther?
Oh, man.
People say it a lot. They usually throw it out there with forever.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
Oh, dang.
Oh, it's okay. 3 out of 5. Not a bad showing. We're going to see how Hannah does. We're bringing her back in next.
Okay, thanks.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Hannah's Homeschool is on the Brett Magus Show. Hannah stands outside the studio. She actually filled up AB's water bottle
she
during
did.
That time.
She did. Thank you very much.
As we played out Hannah's Homeschool. Whitney answered 5 pop culture questions. Whitney, how'd you feel about the questions?
They were tough.
They were tough.
Ooh.
A little tricky today.
Okay.
Whitney, tell her how many you got right.
I got 3 out of 5.
All right. Average score.
Average score. You got to do at least average, Hannah. Got to get at least a 3 out of 5. Tie does go towards Hannah. Let's do this. Skims is now a $5 billion company. Who started the Skims
brand? Kim Kardashian.
Brand, yep, that is correct. Billie Eilish went off on the richest man in the world as he approaches being a trillionaire.
Elon Musk.
Who is the richest man in the world?
Wow.
It is Elon Musk. Feeling confident.
I am. Cocky.
What piece of currency is no longer being
Penny.
Made? Yes. Chadwick Boseman, sadly we lost him way too early, is receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He is famous for playing what superhero?
Kevin will probably.
Whitney also used Kevin for this. That's why Kevin would have been upset with you.
So I just have to say a superhero?
I mean, you should say the superhero that he is, but yes, you do have to say a superhero.
Chadwick Boseman?
Yep.
Yep.
Icon.
One of the greatest men ever, man.
I'll say Superman.
No.
No. No. Black Panther.
Never would have got that.
What is the fictional homeland of Black Panther?
Gotham?
No. You're just really stuck in the Batman
you're
world.
Right, exactly.
No, Wakanda.
I thought everywhere was Gotham. Seriously, I thought like the Joker lived there, Batman lived there,
well,
Superman lived there.
Yeah, Superman's Metropolis.
Oh, sorry.
But you got the win no matter what. There you go.
All right.
All right. So, Whitney, even though Hannah didn't know Wakanda, you lost to her. Tie score goes towards Hannah. But you got to say this is Whitney and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Whitney and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Mega Minds.
See if you can figure it out. It's the Brett Magus Show. Mega Mind question of the day. Average American teenage girl does this 135 times a year.
I think the average American teenager girly goes online shopping.
Okay.
That many times.
Good guess.
Yeah, I think it is something to do with shopping, probably for clothes, but I really think it's they have an outfit on and then they decide they're not going to wear that outfit. They change their mind and put something
Ooh.
New on.
Hmm.
More or less with that, Hannah.
Yeah.
I'm not really a fashion girl,
That's true.
So I just wear my sweats every day and go with that.
I think it's shower.
135 times.
I'm trying to think if you shower every other day / every 2 days, I think that checks out.
Yeah, there's some math. Yeah. You're doing some math. That's good. It's not correct, but you were doing some math. Average American teenage girl does this 135 times a year. Do you know what it is? 855-444-MEGA. If you can text in your guesses, 855-444-6342.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. The average American teenage girl does this 135 times a year. What is it?
We have guesses that say go to the mall, hanging out with your friends. Are we close?
No, it's more negative than that. The average American teenage girl does this 135 times a year. It's slam the door.
Oh, yeah. That's just human. Your body does that,
right?
Yeah,
your body does that.
13, your body just starts slamming stuff.
Yeah, it just starts slamming things. That's how it works. Speaking of memories, AB made a ton of memories this past weekend because it was her best friend's wedding. One of the things I wanted to point out is AB has been a maid of honor for two weddings for the last year and has been going through it trying to juggle all these. So she's finally done, guys.
Yeah, this is a celebration.
Look at this big celebration.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah. That. Good job.
How does it feel after juggling two weddings basically simultaneously? Because being a maid of honor is a big deal. Then doing them side by side was a lot.
I honestly don't think I realized I'm done until you said it. Like, it just feels like it's like ingrained in me now.
Breathe.
It's just a part of my life forever.
Yeah.
So it feels good.
Did you have so much fun doing it, or was it just so much work that you didn't get to soak in that these are your two closest friends in your life getting married?
No, I feel like at both weddings I was able to soak it all in, and it was so good. Especially like the during the day, even before the wedding, both days were so calm. And so we're just like hanging out as friends and getting ready. So that was so fun.
How was the wedding overall?
The wedding was beautiful.
Really?
I mean, I think everything ran so smoothly. The groom's sister was basically the wedding planner throughout this last year, and she had everything on a tight, like, schedule.
Really?
Yes.
Hannah, you got to go to the wedding because
you're
in the same friend circle because of AB. You're kind of friends with one of AB's best friends. Did you feel it as a guest? Could you tell that it was running, like, full, smooth circle? Like, this is a well-oiled machine?
Yeah. So, to be honest, I was a little nervous going into it because I know how much stress it can be to be a part of a bridal party. I can't relate on being a maid of honor, but I know AB like put so much of herself into this, so I didn't know if like she would even be able to talk to me or if she would be occupied. But the wedding truly was like, just like AB said, it was beautiful, it was smooth. I felt like AB was able to manage her time well of being maid of honor, but also being like a guest well.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
And correct me if I'm wrong, this is the same wedding where said bride and groom got married a couple of weeks prior. Correct?
Because she was so stressed out. Was she stressed out or did that work? Was like all the pressure off? Like, how was her energy?
It took all the pressure off.
Really?
It did. She was like totally just back to being like her bubbly self all day.
That's
like it made the guests relax too.
Yeah.
Good.
That's awesome.
You know, that's what it's about. The wedding day can be super stressful, and what can go wrong sometimes will go wrong, but you just can't. There's always something, but it really should be one of the happiest days of your lives. And so whatever is blocking you from making it being the happiest day of your life, just get rid of it. Whether it's a guest, someone complaining, it's something you didn't want as a part of your wedding, or maybe just the overall fact like, oh my God, this is the wedding day. Eliminate it. Get married beforehand. Get rid of the guests and just have fun and soak up the love and celebration. But the real question was, how did the maid of honor speech go? Because the last wedding, a month ago, you came back and your review was, it was kind of mid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one was definitely mid. I actually feel really good about this.
Really?
One.
Wow.
Surprisingly. So I was co-maid of honor with my friend Molly, and we both went up together.
That probably helped Molly carry the team.
Well, and then I spoke. I did my speech alone, and then she did her speech alone, and then we did some stuff together at the end. But I think even when I was speaking alone, having her next to me was like my security blanket, because it was almost like, okay, not everyone's staring at just me. She's up here with me.
You know what's interesting is a lot of people listening on the radio probably think, AB, you talk on the radio every day.
Yeah.
You are nervous speaking in front of what, like 200 people?
Yeah.
And you are nervous speaking in front of like 200 people.
Oh, absolutely. Because it doesn't feel like I'm talking to anyone in the studio.
Yeah, probably no one listens.
Yeah.
So as someone who actually listened to the speech, I'll give you a real review of it.
Thank you.
So before she went on, I was like, okay, how do you feel? And she was like, you know, in there, it's a lot more intimate than I thought I would be. Like, I'm literally going to be standing on top of people. I'm really nervous. So she was really nervous.
Yeah, the dance floor was pretty small, so I was very close to people.
AB and I exchanged text messages an hour before she had to give the speech, mm-hmm. and basically she said, pray for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard there was prayers involved.
I was really nervous.
Yes.
But as someone who, you know, was sitting in the audience, and wedding speeches can be hard. It's a lot.
Give us
you got to think about the timing and everything, but honestly, I give it an 11 out of 10.
What?
Wow.
It was sweet. It was like pulled the heartstrings. But also, AB had some good one-liners in there. It was funny.
Yeah, people thought I was funny, guys.
It's hard to make like a crowd of people who don't like know like all your inside jokes and stuff be funny. It was funny.
What was funny about your speech?
I think the one that got most people, I said that I have double dated with the bride and groom a million times, Parker and Elizabeth, me and whoever I was talking to that month. And I said, you could probably point to any guy in this room and they were there. And then I pointed to the head table because at that table alone, there were four guys I went out with.
Wow.
So that really got everybody.
Not like calling out those guys. Yeah. Like, oh. Mm-hmm. And all of those guys probably sitting at the head table, probably like, I didn't tell my girlfriend or fiance that.
I know. Literally. They're all getting hit under the table.
Yeah, like, oh, you have a history with the maid of honor, huh? Like you heard of her. The maid of honor has some history. Well, nicely done. Great job.
She did a great job.
All right. Well, 11 out of 10. Is not what Kevin got. He got demoted in his own family, guys. Find out how Kevin got demoted in his own family next on the Brett Maga Show. Kevin might need a wellness package because he's been demoted in his own family.
Yeah. You know, when your family takes a road trip and the first emotion is your wife has to drive, you know you're not too far behind to know that there will be another demotion to where you don't even get to sit in the front seat anymore. I'm not even allowed to ride shotgun because apparently my son, quote unquote, gets car sick. And for long road trips, he's now the designated guy in the front seat.
So now you're just sitting, back seat?
I'm in the back seat.
You're a tall guy to be in the back seat.
I know.
How tall are you, Kevin?
About 6'2".
Are you going to see Kevin all like 6'2", with his big
old legs scrunched up,
sitting in the back seat?
And the problem is my son is about 6'2", now,
That's
too.
That's true as well.
So it's like, even more. But it's like, okay, I relinquished this a couple of months back when he had an issue riding on a long car trip, and I understood that. But now it's like every time we get in the car, I get car sick. No, that's not how this works.
So you have to get in the back seat every time you're in Florida? Wow.
This is a slippery slope to go down because, you know, next week your daughter Kennedy might say the same thing.
Yep.
So this might result in you guys having to start like splitting up and taking
two cars.
Oh my gosh. So everybody can sit in the front seat.
I thought you were going to put him in the trunk.
Kennedy said,
Dad, just having
your
you
wife
next...
will probably propose that idea, but I vote you guys should start taking two cars.
I think maybe Kevin just going to be left at home. Yeah. But you know what? We're going to car sick when Dad's around.
Right.
So stay back, bro.
Exactly. I mean,
how does it make you feel that when you're sitting in the back seat?
There's a part of me that feels good because look, I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart.
What a
so
guy.
My child won't get sick on these road trips. The other part of me, though, feels is dumb. Like, come on, I'm getting played here. There's no way.
This grown man sitting in the back seat going,
I think you probably like it because you get to sit next to your daughter, Kennedy.
I do. There's a little bit of favoritism there. But the worst part is when Jackson's in the front seat, he's in control of the radio. And it's like,
and he just listens.
That's a big responsibility.
And he just listens to the Brett Maga Show podcast.
Mm-hmm. No, he listens to marching band music.
No way.
That's wild. It's in the car.
In the car. You know, because he's all into this. He loves the marching band.
You need to take the reins back, Kevin. You can be like, okay, you can have the front seat, but give me aux.
This is like a big negotiation.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Man, listening to marching band music, sitting in the back seat is a wild life, Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
Look where your life has led you to, man.
Who's getting sick now in the car? Me.
Yeah.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Thanksgiving is not Thanksgiving without a carb nap. And, of course, the annual football games that take place. There's three of them, which is news to me. But they all
oh my goodness, Hannah.
But they all have different halftime performances planned as well, and they just dropped all their performers. So starting out with the first game of the day with the Detroit Lions and the Packers, the performer that they have is Jack White.
I love what's not the fair and magic marker. I'm hungry and the hunger will linger. I eat 16 saltine crackers, then I lick my fingers.
So to be honest, I had to look up who that even was. Clearly,
really?
He has a rock vibe, but also he has a song with Beyonce on her Lemonade album, which was a shock to me as well because he does not seem like Beyonce's vibe, but apparently he is.
It's actually curated. That show is going to be curated by Eminem, too. He's because it's a Detroit game.
Yeah.
Okay. Eminem's the one who booked it and is going to help with it, so I think it's just going to crush.
I thought it was going to be one of Eminem's people, though, but I don't know that they have a tie. So that was really interesting. But that doesn't mean that all the performances are going to be mid because then we move to
Jack the White is not mid, no, by not. The
to
way.
To me, he's mid.
The White
that was
so
the
good.
White Stripes Seven
really,
Nation Army is yeah. like the theme for yeah. every sport.
Yeah.
No, that was a mid pick to me. AB, are you on my side?
I'm on Hannah's
yeah,
side.
Thank you. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
mid.
Okay.
But the next one, I don't think anybody's going to think is mid because it's a Cowboys game. Arguably, to me, no one who knows football, or me not knowing anything about football, I think this is the biggest game of the day, and I think it's the biggest performer of the day because they booked Post Malone.
I had some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself. Don't act like you ain't helped me pull that bottle off the shelf.
See, like, one of the things I think that could be mid about Post, although there's not, like, because he's awesome, is it's like the worst kept secret. Like, everyone kind of expected him to play. He's been dropping hints that he's going to be playing Thanksgiving, and so it's kind of like, cool. Like, that makes sense. He's from Dallas.
Right.
His dad actually used to work for the Cowboys, used to work for
it.
Them. So it's like crazy.
I think that's a big one. And then for the last game of the night, if you can stay up for it, because it's really late, it's with the Ravens and the Bengals. They got Little John.
I think Little John's fun.
Yeah, I think that's fun. Awesome. I think it keeps the hype up. But to me, like, the picks just are random, and there's no female presence as well any of these performances. And we are getting, like, mix of varieties, but no country artists. I mean,
Post
you can
Malone,
argue Post Malone,
yeah.
but not really. And no pop artists, really.
Well, Post Malone for both of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, but I don't know. I think Post Malone was great. The other two mid-picks for me.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
This honestly could be one of the most important things we do on the Brett Mega Show, and that is our thank you letters that we write to someone that is important in our lives, showing gratitude and appreciation and to the thankfulness to those that are in our lives every single day is one of the most important things you can do to let people you know and who are there for you, that you care about them, you love them, you see them. And so we always do it the week before Thanksgiving as we kind of get into that gratitude week. And we challenge you to maybe to try to do this yourself. We do this every single year. And I know that there's some listener families that have picked up this tradition of writing a thank you letter to someone and reading it to them before Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving. And it's really meant a lot to them. And it's meant a lot to us to share letters that we've written to people in our lives. And it's made a huge difference just kicking off the holiday season with gratitude. And so I will go first. I wrote a thank you letter to somebody important in my life. And if you remember last year, I wrote a thank you letter to God. So it's kind of hard to pass up.
Top
right.
that one.
Top that, right? But mine's kind of a two-parter. It kind of goes hand in hand with the letter I wrote last year. And it's to my five-month-old son, Ellis. Dear Ellis Wren, where to begin? Let's start with the same time last year. Last year for thank you letters, I wrote mine to God. But I think I was already actually writing mine to you. See, my letter to God was about relearning to trust Him and the plan, letting go of control. We had just found out about you, and I was honestly scared to meet you. At that moment, no one knew about you except our little family. We could keep you safe in our little family bubble, and Dad, who claims to be cool about everything, was a complete mess. Our basement had just flooded. Our place was completely destroyed. Dad's contract was up in 6 months with no certainty in sight. I was worried about everything. How do I take care of this family? Can I afford this family? What will another baby be like to our family dynamic? Will it change things for Theodore and Emerson's relationship? I couldn't sleep. I wrote that letter to God, basically begging Him for clarity. And He sent me you. See, the moment I saw you, I felt something I never felt before. Not with Theodore and Emerson. The moment I saw you, I felt everything was finally right, like the missing piece was here. We didn't name you until we saw you, and now I understand why. There was something sacred about that moment, like you were saying, I'm here. I'm the one you've been praying for. The doctor yelled out, wow, what a grip, as you clung on to your cord connected to mommy. You her baby, her little buddy she was missing. The way you look at her with so much love and purity, it makes me feel God's presence. She is your entire world. And the way you look at your older brother, full of wonder, admiration, and amazement, as if you're thinking, how do I become just like him? And I see the way Theodore and Emerson's faces light up when they see you. And in those moments, I think, this is what God was talking about. This is all that truly matters. And I can't even believe that I was worried about what it would be or what it would do to their relationship. When I see the three of you together, I often think, this was always what it was supposed to be. There's not a place we can go that someone doesn't compliment your demeanor. That baby is just the chillest baby. I guess you have to be with your brother and sister. You're always smiling. Don't lose that. Obviously, it's okay to have bad days, but keep smiling at life because you got God and you got love, buddy. Mom always says he is just the sweetest, most loving boy in the world. The world needs that now more than ever. The world needs Ellis. In last year's letter, I asked God to help me soak up the little moments, something I was struggling with, but now this is something I finally am able to do. I'm soaking up our family time differently, appreciating those little moments. I'm seeing the world through your eyes, and it's full of love and curiosity and appreciation of all of God's beauty. Ellis, there will be definitely times where the pressure of life gets to you. You'll find yourself asking, God, why? Why is all this happening to me? You'll yell it out of frustration, and then God will show you why. My why was always you. You're the feeling I have never felt before. That feeling was complete. I've never truly felt whole until I met you. You complete my world, and nothing else matters in this world. Thank you, Ellis, for making me whole.
Aww. It's crazy you wrote your letter last year so much about the new baby coming and nobody had any idea.
Yeah, none of us knew. Ellis really came to a surprise, I know, to us here on the Brett Mega Show, probably to you too, Brett. And it really, like, your demeanor this year in your letter, you can tell that you feel complete and that you are, like, it's like a full circle moment. Last year, I feel like we could tell your stress and that you were like seeking for something to complete your story and complete your book. And you have that.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about those kind of things. Like my son, like what started us on the process of having Ellis is my son would in church, which is so close. Like my relationship with God is so close. I feel like, and something like, and God really does, I feel like, know me better than I know myself. And like my son would yell like, God, can you give us a baby? And my wife would be like, I know, Brett, we need a baby number three. And we had a conversation. I'm like, well, let's just see what happens, hon. And I was thinking, well, this sounds like fun. It sounds like a bunch of intimacy. Good game. And then we won't get, you know, like, I don't know if I'm ready. And then all of a sudden we knew Alice was coming. And I just felt like sick to my stomach. Like, can I be the dad I need to be for all three of them? What will the dynamics be? I was just full of all these questions. And I hated the fact during the pregnancy or during the journey that I was felt with so many questions of my life and my stomach was always turning. And then as soon as I held him, like every question, every doubt in my life just went away. And it really is just like the beauty of life. Like all of a sudden, the questions that you have, like where will I be and what will I do with my career and what will that, all of it just goes away. And the only thing that matters is the core five of us. And I talk about this all the time to the five of us, like no matter what life brings us, like the fact that we're all together, that's the only thing that matters. And we're always waiting for like Ellis. He like really does like complete the family. His dynamic, his everything is everything we needed in this family. And it's like we didn't even know we needed it until we got him. And we're like, there's Ellis, man. We needed him. Yeah. And it is just amazing. So I wrote my letter to Ellis for completing me. And it's such a weird feeling to feel complete and feel whole because it like your whole life, I think you're searching for that. And now I just feel so complete. And it's the most beautiful feeling in the world to feel like I'm whole and nothing can stop that because of him.
That's awesome.
So cool. Thank you so much for listening to the letter and being part of our family. That's what it's all about here on the Brett Mega Show. So we'll share our thank you letters with you all week long. AB, you wrote your thank you letter to me last week or last year. I think you should just read that again, right?
Yeah. Less work for me.
So you'll read yours tomorrow at this exact same time. How you feeling about it?
Good, considering I haven't written it yet.
Oh, good. Okay.
Perfect.
Good.
All right. As good as I can be.
We'll share with you that letter tomorrow. 60 minutes commercial free here on the Brett Maga Show. Since AB's best friend just got married recently, let's play a little game of the husband game. I will give you the celebrity wife. You tell me who their celebrity husband is. Use your name as the buzzer. Feel free to play along in your car, too. So Hannah, use Hannah. Kevin, use Kevin. And AB, just make sure your buzzer works.
Yeah.
She's the worst at these games. We'll see how she does. But you do know celebrity couples.
I do
right?
know celebrities, okay. Hopefully.
I think I'm going to be terrible at this.
All right. Ring in when you know it. Kristen Bell.
Amy. Kevin.
I think it was
Give it to me,
AB.
Please.
Yeah.
Dax Shepard.
Yeah. Yes.
Come on.
All right. Give it to me, please, with a bag. All right. AB's on the board and winning, guys.
Wow.
Let's just that ended now.
Yeah. Actually, that's the game. Selena Gomez.
Hannah. Benny Blanco.
Yes. Wow. All right. Zendaya.
Hannah, Tom Holland.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Wow,
I couldn't get it out fast enough.
I got Spider-Man.
Yep. 2-1-0. All right. Now, these get a little bit trickier. Emily Blunt.
Kevin. The guy from The Office.
I was
going
to say that too. Yeah.
Jim from The Office.
Yes, what's
yes.
his name?
Hang on. John Krasinski.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Kevin's on the board. 2-1-1. Scarlett Johansson.
Kevin. Colin Jost.
Yes.
Oh, I was like, I don't even know.
You should know that. You always
I know, I know that.
For not knowing that.
SNL.
All right, so is it 2-2-1? Oh, who has won? AB only on the first one.
Duh.
So this is basically for the win between Kevin and Hannah. Where we thought we would be. Kate Middleton.
Oh,
Hannah?
Kevin.
Harry?
Oh!
Yeah, Prince Harry.
Harry.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Wait.
Oh.
No, she's wrong, guys.
They got divorced?
They're not married.
Oh.
What?
Kate Middleton is not married to Prince Harry.
Oh, it's not Prince Harry. It's the other one. It's,
yes, it's
Marky?
The other
Prince William?
Yeah, that's it.
Prince William!
That's right, yeah.
That was a total guess for a second. I thought you were talking about Kate from John and Kate
Meghan Markle
eight.
Is married to Prince Harry.
That's right.
So
that's
you just
right.
mixed it. All right, so everyone's got a two?
Yes.
All right, okay. For the win. Are you guys ready?
No.
Chrissy Teigen.
Kevin, John Legend.
Ah, crap.
For the win. And almost swore. For the win.